All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH. Or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Coffee has arrived. Now we can truly begin. So let's start out with an announcer saying something really stupid. I want to play for you a clip from an NFL game this weekend. Only the best NFL game, of course. And I want to get the gentleman's name right. It is Tim Ryan, 49ers radio analyst. And he had an interesting breakdown of Lamar Jackson and ball fakes. Let's take a listen. Oh, boy. Let me get this straight. The reason you couldn't see the football was his dark skin, his dark uniform. Needless to say, Mr. Tim Ryan has been suspended for a game. Now, I don't have the emotional capacity to yell and scream about this. I don't.
I can't explain it.
Okay, yeah, exactly. I'm sure Stephen A. had some very loud commentary. He's suspended for a game. I don't know. No, I don't believe he should be fired. I don't believe that somehow now this makes him this racist monster. I just don't like where we are in 2019, where we take a clear error and a clear mistake and we deliver a clear punishment and then we don't stop until the person's essentially dead. Okay, I don't want to go there. I don't know Tim Ryan. I don't know his story. I'm not going to presume he's a racist. I don't know anything about his career. I know he said something really dumb, ignorant. It doesn't mean it was malicious. He will be suspended. He'll get raked over the coals. And then that's it. That's where it begins and ends for me. But is that where it ends for you? You guys can tell me that somehow I'm not angry enough about this. You can tell me that this guy's a bad human being. I don't know that. I've never heard of Tim Ryan before. Where am I supposed to hear about Tim Ryan? Let's say it's Joe Buck. Seriously, let's say Joe Buck said it. Should Joe Buck be fired? No, he said something dumb. That's different than saying something malicious. That's different than going out on a drunk rant like other people we've seen of late. I think he said something very ignorant. But does that mean Tim Ryan should lose his job? No. I think, obviously, he's going to pay a price for it. Maybe eventually they don't bring him back long term. But I don't know. Is it wrong that I think he should miss a week and you bring him back? I don't know. Go ahead.
Well, we were playing it before the show, and I know Roberto said he didn't have any issue with it at all. No, you literally did say that. You did say that.
Is there something he could have said that was appropriate, or you just don't address that?
Listen to me. There are a million reasons why it's hard to judge the ball fake at the mesh point. Skin color ain't one.
Right. See,
sorry.
He can say everything he said except the skin color. Yeah. Don't bring up skin color, and everything he says makes sense. Right. Getting in and out of the mesh point. It was hard to kind of, you know, see him in and out. You know, he's, you know, I don't know, very fast, very quick. You don't have to say skin color at all. Stay away from that.
Right. But
that's the mistake.
Let's get to the punishment.
Well, the punishment, I don't know his history. I don't know him. If they do an investigation and deem that he has a history of maybe speaking like this, maybe.
And that's different.
Not on the mic, off the mic, within office, I don't know.
Like Roberto at the office.
But if they don't determine that,
you did say that,
a week or two, I'm fine with that. I wouldn't fire him, just suspend him, unless they find a history of it.
I just, you know, and I know it sounds ridiculous coming from me who wants half the coaches in this town fired, but no, I don't like the constant calling for people's jobs when they make a mistake. Look, if I judge your body of work and it's inferior, you should, in fact, lose your job. But Tim Ryan made a mistake. And I'm not going to overreact just to fit in with the angry mob. I heard it. I was like, oh, boy, that's not good. But no, I don't make the leap to malicious. I don't make the leap to racist. You know, I'm not comfortable with where we are in 2019, or certainly headed towards 2020 here. But where are you at with it? Do you think he should lose his job? Do you think that a one-game suspension is enough? I don't know. Maybe you're brave enough like Roberto, and you just don't. I don't know how you could see nothing wrong with it, but it is a free country, I guess.
I think what Roberto's point was that he was just trying to describe what he's seeing out there. He wasn't in any way trying to be racist, which I agree with Roberto to an extent that he's not trying to be racist. But still, I think a one-game suspension is perfect because it gets the message across, hey, this take is dumb, it's lazy, it's ignorant, you can't say it, you're going to be suspended for a game.
And then you're back.
I think that is more than fair. I really do.
Roberto.
I just think it could have been worse, you know, or he wasn't like, he was like, this guy is so dark that you can't, you know,
okay.
Whatever.
But all right. Take it easy, Clint Eastwood.
You just said dark skin.
Let's let the people decide this. But if you think you're tuning into a radio show to hear me be outraged and yell and scream, I think that's just a little too 2019 for me.
It just happens every day.
Right. I'm numb to it now. People can say dumb things, and they'll pay a price for it. But it doesn't mean that their lives should end. It doesn't mean, like, all of a sudden, what's the issue? You're pointing to the screen. Do we have ticket texts that are unsavory?
I'm just going to read a couple texts. No, and there's a lot of people saying, hey, this society is so soft, you know, one-game suspension is fine. And there's one right here that says, everyone is so sensitive right now. Does he not have dark skin? What is the problem with him saying that?
I think it is making an insinuation regarding his skin color, affecting your judgment, you know, using his race as a reason you can't see the football. I just, listen, man, you're headed down a bad path there, all right? He didn't go Gran Torino Thesaurus and use more colorful terms. It doesn't make what he said right or appropriate. I have never heard someone use a player's skin color as a reason they had a hard time finding the ball in a play fake. So I'm going to go ahead and tell you it's just a dumb thing to say. Don't know that he's racist. Don't know that he was malicious about it. And one game suspension, that's that. But any talk about losing his job to me is crazy.
Okay, so let me play devil's advocate then. What if there's
God help
us. Okay, what MLB pitcher. What if there's an MLB pitcher that has a light complexion, a skin tone? He's a white guy. And someone makes the comment, hey, you know what? He's a white guy holding a white baseball. It's tough to see batters. It's tough to see when he releases the ball when he pitches it. Would that be a huge issue? No, it probably wouldn't be. I don't even think there'd be a suspension for it.
Oh God!
He's not talking about skin color in any sort of racist way.
Right. Can you just say that it's tacky?
Oh, no, it is. It is definitely tacky and not even an observation.
What was Stephen A.'s full remarks on this? I actually think Stephen A. was very reserved there. That makes me feel better. 248-539-9797. We'll knock down some calls. We got a college football blitz coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. Locked and loaded on a Thursday. 97.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.